Off the Record.
In the head.
Now the Thunder will open the batting tonight in front of a packed outhouse.
Kevin's in Cranbourne.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop.
Let's go to Dylan in Berwick.
I think there's three sides to every story.
There's another one.
A replay, buddy.
Oh, the hell. What is this behind?
I would be arch hypocrites if they didn't back Pauline now.
Sorry, I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Off the Record for Choices Flooring. See your room change in an instant with Room View by Choices Flooring. Visit choicesflooring.com.au today.
That's it. The Room View is magnificent at Choices Flooring. You can see your room change in an instant with Room View by Choices Flooring. Pix, the floor is yours, old mate. Pixie.
Okay, let's get back to... this is a 2020 best of course. Let's get right into it. So Billy Brownless here. He's talking about a draft on a very, very, very strange year.
Number 16th pick in the 2011 National Draft.
Come on, Billy. We love this one from Hitch and Chompers.
And Dustin has made a full recovery. His owner's hoping he'll stick with chomping on the homework next time. Now returning with sport, it's Tony Jones.
What did you just say then?
I just said
chomping. Nothing, no, I know worry. What you said.
Oh, that's a beauty. Hitch, when Hitch laughs, he cries.
Yeah, he does.
We've got to get him on soon.
I love whoever wrote that.
Deliberately wrote it.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. All right, Jared's normally on the ball, but a little bit of difficulty with this one.
Is there anything in the game better than the shot after the goal to win the siren? 1-300-736.
Hang on, emoji confused face. Let's give that one more go, thanks.
Is there anything in the game better than the shot after the goal to win the siren? 1-300-736.
It got me thinking about what that presentation turnaround looks like. Well, look, there's a lot of people were focused on today's game, but a lot of you might not realise that after the goal, there was a shot on the goal to win the siren. And joining me is the Managing Director of Sirens Australia, Bob Smith, to hand over the special siren for the person that shouldn't have had the shot on the goal to take home to put as a commemorative item for kicking the shot on the goal after the goal to win the siren.
And here's the siren. All right, this is one of the best from Kane Corns last year. It was a little mix-up with David Warner.
How many contracted Australian cricketers are there? I mean, I can Google search what David Erner warns.
I'm giving that another run too. I can't remember this one.
How many contracted Australian cricketers are there? I mean, I can Google search what David Erner warns.
I'm sorry, but that is pretty funny.
What David Erner warns. Can we have a third go?
Oh, not a third go. We've never done a third go.
I need a third go.
Righto, one more time.
How many contracted Australian cricketers are there? I mean, I can Google search what David Erner warns.
It's a gift that keeps on giving. Righto. Anyway.
Oh, so good. We'll get it.
Three's enough, Hutch. Three's enough.
So good.
Now, Tommy Morris here. Do you have... hang on. Plenty more. Tommy Morris here. Now, is there plenty more to come, or are you wrapping up? I can't quite work this out.
Really? I didn't get that impression.
Go back a long way.
We've got plenty more to come. We're going to wrap up after this.
Hang on. Is there plenty more to come, or are you wrapping up? I'm not sure. Classic one from Gary, which spawns off one of our new favourite songs.
Thank you very much. Oh, God help me. Thank you very much, Meredith, the latest in sport from the Cafe Coffee.
And I think we have got the song there, I believe.
Thank you very much for the care, we're grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being so helpful.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Say thank you with Cadbury Roses. Whatever
the occasion. Now, Jakey Nile, he must be overexerting himself here.
If the AFL said, here's your first draft pick for 2020 and it's gone, I tell you what, that would set the cat among the crow's pigeons. The cat among the crows. Because...
the cat among the crow's pigeons. Right, okay. Damo and Hutch, your weird relationship continues. It gets weirder and weirder.
What do you think about King
Digger's
tweet?
We've discussed this topic, haven't we, over the journey. Honey... Hutchie. Oh,
no. He's done it again.
Is it just one of those? I think there was a few of them, but if there's only one we've got, it's all I need. Right. Oh, here we are. Introduced to Tim's dog, Jose, which Gary's effectively referred to now as the Raptor.
playoff. So that is good news for the basketball lovers.
Indeed, cricket age, mate. I don't want to talk about him.
The Raptor
the little,
is
the little
back.
Raptor's the raptor, back. He the wants to go back. For his walk. He's noisy, isn't he?
It did sound like a raptor. Now, hang on. Cover your ears, everyone. Cane Corns are singing here. And I was standing. You were there. Two worlds colliding. And they could never tear us apart. He actually seriously thinks he's going all right, too. That's the worst part.
Oh, boy.
Right. Next, we've got... I've got a very small.
Did you miss the Tony Jones one?
No, we're all introduced to Tim's dog. Oh, yeah, here's Chompers with a classic, sorry.
Kyrgios took to Instagram in a live video chat with fellow Aussie Thanasi Kokkinakis while isolating at home in Canberra.
Okay, it's a good one. The Lord Mayor himself we're talking about here, Basil, went global with his pronunciation.
One of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs. Giannis Antetokounmpo was rejected for headbutting.
What's this? I can't even read the next one. Anyway,
Q&A let's... didn't get off to the best start on this night.
Oh, Q&A. I was going to say Quanda. That's how it's written. Quanda. Q&A. It's like, let's roll with that.
Welcome to the program. I'm filling in for Hamish this evening, and it's great to be back with you. Joining me on the panel tonight, a writer, youth actor, advocate, and law student Yasmin Poole.
Oh boy. We also discovered last year that Tags had a lot to learn about radio etiquette.
Odds Couple and then SEN Track this afternoon from 12. 0433 98 11 16. Love.
David.
What's he yes. done?
Generally, you don't wipe your microphone down until we go to a break.
I thought we were going to a break.
Oh, Jack Heverin, you can have him.
Okay, we found out that Christian O'Connell fell into the same trap that Gary did once.
Let's go to lines right now. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, Jay. What are you up to right now, mate?
On my way to go fishing with my dad.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So how old are you, Jay?
I'm mid-40s.
Are you?
Yes.
Doesn't Jay sound young?
He does.
Does it remind us of what we got there?
It does. This is what it reminds us of.
Sam is in Heidelberg. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, boys.
Sure, young Sammy.
Sam.
How old, Sammy?
Who? How old?
Yeah. How old are you?
49.
There you go.
You're 49.
Yeah.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Alicia Mewling here, all over the shop talking about the Cats.
In particular, Gary Ablett, the Geelong superstar, who got on a bus and headed straight to training. He looked absolutely fabulous. He hasn't trained with the Cats for the past 2 months. So Will Strott slots straight back into the side.
Oh, boy.
Sorry to interrupt.
Boy,
have a look at your mate Skins, who's here.
He's such a tool.
Pretending like he knows the wine. He's rolling around.
A real tool.
Skins, come on, mate. He's trying rolling around his glass like he's George Samuels.
That's exactly right.
Have a look at him. Oh my!
Dermot gets a little confused talking about something.
As much as you want to get your hands on it, you don't want Sam Palpeka kicking the ball inside your forward 50.
Sammy Palpeka, that was. Sorry. Yes. Someone told me this. Someone told this A League player that grand finals do in fact come around every year.
I'm also understanding of the fact that grand finals don't come around every year. It would have been my third.
Yeah, they do. They come around every year, actually, in fact. The track, Johnny
that's
Ralph.
It's actually yearly events.
It is a yearly event. That's what's called a grand final. Okay, Johnny Ralph, the track. Have a listen.
Because we might have a bit of a hiatus there. So, boys, this is not the time for false humidity. A single game for each of you.
There'll be a bit of false humidity out of the track today, I'm sure. And one to finish here. Our favourite audio of the year is the fact that people just couldn't quite get damn Dwayne Russell's name right. Couldn't get his name right. Here he is.
Welcome to you, Cam.
G'day, Wayne. How you going?
Good, thanks.
Welcome to you, Steve.
G'day, Dwayne. How you going?
Brian in Chelsea Heights. Welcome to you, Brian.
Hi, Craig.
Soon. Brian in Chelsea Heights. Welcome to you, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. Yeah, I'm showing my age, but...
Sharon and Lily, though. Welcome to you, Sharon.
Hello, how are you, Tiny?
Good, thanks. Momo in North Melbourne. Welcome to you, Momo.
Oh, how are you, Dean?
Marty, Jack in Adelaide. Hello, Jack.
G'day, Wayne. How you doing?
Darren in Sorrento. Hello, Darren.
Hey, Drew. Just a few points.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
And I've just got another quick one going.
South Australia, welcome to you, John.
G'day, Wayne.
Sam from Lake Grace is cool. Welcome to you, Sam.
G'day, Russell. How are you?
Russell. You wouldn't have, you couldn't have made that up.
You couldn't invent those. No.
Couldn't invent that. Anyway, I'm being told we've got more off the records, but off the record grabs, I should say. But anyway,
well, what do you got left there?
I've got nothing left. Nothing on my page.
In the ear, Zipper. What have we got? Anything left?
Anything left, Zipper? Or are we done?
Hang on. Well, you want to play the Dwayne song to get us out, or you?
Yeah. Let's do a bit of Dwayne out, and then we'll hit the break.
They forget my name. Hey. They call me
Drew.
They call me
Tiny.
They call me
Wayne.
They call me
Craig.